Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The survey is quick and confidential. Do you have a few minutes of your time to complete a survey today?
It depends. How long does this take?
Well, less than 5 minutes.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes.
Are you registered as a Republican, Democrat, Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. How likely are you to vote in this November's election for president and governor for North Carolina? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
Thank you. Overall, how would you rate the local economy in your area of North Carolina? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Not so good.
Okay. And when it comes to the overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with more? I'm going to read the first statement. Under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protections for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people. The second statement, under President Biden, the cost of living inflation has skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people. And his weak leadership in open borders are hurting America. Which of these statements do you agree with more?
The first statement.
Thank you. Next, mark your opinion of each of the following people acted in politics as either very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. I'm going to read out the name. Lori Buckout.
Okay.
Yes,
hey, who just...
yes, Lori Buckout.
I don't even...
No? Okay.
No, I'm not sure who that is.
Okay, no problem. Kamala Harris. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Read it again. You said very favorable?
Yes.
What?
How?
Okay.
For Kamala Harris? Yes. For Kamala Harris, how do you feel? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Okay, it's Kamala Harris.
Kamala
is very favorable.
Very favorable, okay. Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
Roy Cooper.
Oh, Roy Cooper, that's what you were saying. Very favorable.
Thank you. Don Davis.
Very favorable.
Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. If this year's presidential election were held today, would you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Okay, we got to say her name correctly. It's Kamala, like Llama, comma.
Kamala Harris.
Like a comma in a sentence. So comma and la, comma, la. So Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. Okay.
Yep, there you go. There you go. You got it, girl. So what was the sources again?
Oh, yes. If this year's presidential election were held today, would you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
I would vote for Kamala.
Kamala Harris? Okay.
Yes.
In this year's election for North Carolina governor, would you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, or Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you had to choose today?
Josh Stein.
Thank you. And in the election for U.S. Congress from your area, which candidate would you choose if you had to vote today? Don Davis, the Democrat, Lori Buckout, the Republican, or Tom Bailey, a liberation.
Don Davis.
Don Davis. Thank you.
Yes, Don Davis.
Do you belong to a credit union or not? Yes, do you belong or no? That's the question.
Why? What's that have to do with anything?
It's just a question.
I decline to answer.
All right. What is your gender? Well, I already know that one. It's
yeah.
Because the questions, they come as they go, so I'm just reading it.
Right.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No.
Would you please tell me is your age between 40, 54, 55, 64, or 65 and
55,
older?
55, 64.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself African American or Black? Yes or no?
Both.
Okay. Actually, it has to be one answer, yes or no.
Yes. The answer is yes.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be of any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish ancestry? Yes or no? Okay. Are you a member of either the military, military service, or retired military veteran?
No.
Okay. Answer yes or no if you regularly watch movies or shows on each of the following streaming services. Paramount, yes or no? Excuse me.
Yes.
Peacock, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
No, not Peacock, no.
Sling TV?
No.
Okay. ESPN Plus?
Yeah.
Okay. YouTube TV?
No.
Okay. Disney Plus?
Yes.
Hulu?
Yes.
FUBU?
No.
Okay. Thank you. That includes our survey. Thank you very much for being so patient, and I appreciate your time. Thank you. Have a wonderful evening, ma'am. Take care.
All right.